CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. I'm going to start with pre-net check-ins. Pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you and Miss Isla with us tonight. Fred, appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability. And KX4YM, that is Scott over in Conestoga. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Appreciate you checking in. KI4LZI, that's Andy at base of Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being here tonight, Pat. W2MJB, that's Mark. Bring with him in KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy over there over in Simpsonville. Appreciate each and every one of you that use the pre-net check-in capability to get checked in. Important that you show that you're in support of the club, and if you can't be there right at the time to check in, then you've got options. Appreciate everyone for doing that. Next thing we'll do is pause for a few minutes for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before. Boy, I wish they had this when I was first. I waited 6 months before I checked in to make sure I understood the protocol. But if you don't want to have to wait and you do want to know what's about and just want to let us know that you're out there and that you're eager to get started in amateur radio, this is your time to call. Just pass me your call sign to W4DJW and the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Okay, maybe none of this go around, but we do expect to see more and more coming up as the test sessions can continue to roll out. Let's see, we do have a couple of EchoLink stations. We're going to let EchoLink stations only go next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. This is Kilo 4 Zululu X-ray, K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parrish Mountain over here at beautiful Greenville County. And we're, like I say, just passing through. Good evening to you, Dave. 73s to you and all on the net.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave, Amy, and Amy. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're in Liberty tonight. Just check us in and out. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve back at the base of Parrish Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. You're sounding good over EchoLink station. You got that dialed in. And KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're not easily this evening. They're over in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Good to know that you've got options for if you're not at your home QTH or in your vehicle, you still got a third option to check into that. Appreciate you using that option. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys stay safe. We do have one more EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Oscar, Charlie, Mike in Northwest North Dakota.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KM4OOC, that's Mike booming in. Got really good audio over EchoLink tonight, Mike, from North Dakota, 8 miles south of the border. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And tonight being Monday night, the first Monday of the month, we're going to be in the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. Well, stick around tonight, Dave. Haven't got much to say, but we'll say it.
Okay, that last station that checked in, just so you know, you've got full scale, full quieting, but no audio. So we saw it. We heard dead air is what we heard. So check your radio, check your mic connection. We really would like to get you checked in and see if you can figure out what's going on there and try it again. Neck Control like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Good to have you this night, Harry. I do have you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, still no audio on that call. On that last call, still no audio. Still not working. If you got another radio and you can turn the power output down really, really low, you might go to a simplex frequency and try to figure out what's going on there. Got a good signal, good into the repeater, and got your full quieting, but that's about it. No audio. One last try for Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and move on to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called begins with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
JW, please check in KG4, LPF, Sam, and the P10 with Slab Sam, 73s to you.
JW. It's good to hear Sam check in. I remember when he was first checking in, and he's much more comfortable about it now. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
DJW. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Joe, Portable and Blue Ridge tonight. Negative and negative.
Have ya? Hope you missed. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. And I hope everybody's new. You're starting out well. 74 Highway. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, that was a good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina tonight. Nothing but audio, James. Sounds just like you, I think. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You sounding good. KG4LPF, that's Sam from Slaptown. Good to have you with tonight, Sam. And like Larry says, you do sound perfectly comfortable on the radio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Always appreciate your patronage at this net. You're there all the time, and that's important. Appreciate your being consistent there. And KO4ALL, that's Joe, who's portable in Blue Ridge this evening. Normally he's in Greer, but he's portable in Blue Ridge. Sounding good on the portable tonight, Joe. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. W4IOE, that is Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And he's the one that calls the 146.64 net Sundays at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop in and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 p.m. 146.64, PL tone 91.5. And if you have time and you're interested, stick around for the slow scan net after his net. And you can learn a little bit about slow scan over VHF. Good to have you tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Stay warm. I heard it's getting cold up there. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
I want to get checked in with you over there. This is KL4CKT, Kilo Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. John, I'm in Honey Pipe. I just got through calling Anderson to me tonight, and we had a real good time over at night. And I want to invite everybody can come over to 146790 every night at 8:30 and check in with us over on Anderson 2-Minute Net. And before this net starts, we already be running that one over there before this one starts. So everybody can come over and check in with us. And I hope everyone has a Happy New Year's. This is KF4CKT. Negative and negative tonight.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4 UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on net. I hope everybody's staying warm.
DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec X-ray. Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. Good to hear you call in tonight, Dave. Have a good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KF4CKT. That is John, who's just wrapping up the Anderson net this evening. John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Glad to hear that you had a good net earlier. And everybody be sure and check in with John on Mondays on the Anderson net, 146.79, I think it is. Correct me if that's wrong, John. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. And KN4UBG, that's Kevin. He's over in Fountain Inn. Good to have you this night, Kevin. You sounding good. Do appreciate you being here. And KO4JQX, that's Jeff over in Ware Place. You're sounding good tonight, Jeff. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in here through Lima that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, KN4UBG. Just going to let you know, Dave, that was me a while ago that didn't have no audio. I was trying to be the first one on your list, but something happens to this microphone all the time, and I had to unscrew the plug off the back of it and screw it back on. I got that MC60. I don't know what it is. Eventually, I'll figure it out as soon as I get everything moved around, but just wanted to let you know that. Back to you, Dave. I'll be clear.
Okay, Kevin, we'll appreciate you letting us know because that way we're not hunting for somebody who we think hasn't checked in yet and couldn't. We want to get everybody we can checked in. So do appreciate you letting us know that was you. And good luck with that microphone. I know those can be difficult to find, those that are not consistent. Those are the hardest kind to find. Appreciate you being there. We'll go ahead now and move it to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, Dave, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW, please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Tango, Alpha, KM4OTA, name is Ken, I'm located in Seneca, no traffic, no comment, 73 to you, everybody on the net.
DJW, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Ford and Inman, I'll be negative, negative.
All right, there's another good group. Net control, like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, and she's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick, and KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Lorena. Let Rick and Michelle know we're thinking about them. Appreciate you guys checking into the net this evening. Stay safe. And KM4OTA, that is Ken over in Seneca. You're sounding good, Ken. Appreciate you being here. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. You're sounding good, too, Walt. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4ACA, that's Bill, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you tonight, Bill. Take care, stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
DJW. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
DJW. Again, November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo. N2SUB, this is Jim, South Greenville. Negative and negative, good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
Now, control lock to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Edmund. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And N2SUB, that's Jim over in South Greenville. Sounding good tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here as well. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that last station, all I got was monitoring. Try it one more time. Well, that could be somebody coming in from another repeater as well. As we heard last night. Panama City from Florida, Panama City, coming in loud and clear on this repeater, so that could be another repeater. We'll say it is until we learn otherwise. One last call for Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and move it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey November Papa Landon and WD4DYH Johnny. We're travelers rest in and out.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Nick and Joe like to recognize KG4WNP, that's Landon, bring with him WD4DYH, that's Johnny, they're over in Travelers Rest, and Landon, tell Johnny I enjoyed the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's club meeting tonight, first one, or second one I've made since COVID hit, but I enjoyed it, good meeting, 16 people turned out there for anybody that's curious, appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon, tell Johnny we said, hey, KX4B, no. K4XB, sorry about that, Tommy, over in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we'll go ahead now and move one more time. Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and go to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor, negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, next to like to recognize KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor. You're sounding good tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KO4AOW, that's David. Sounding good from Inman as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you this night, David. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And one last call. Well, let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KO4KCL, Barrett and Clemson, negative and negative.
Net control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, from Spartanburg but mobile, in Greenville, negative and negative. Over.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KO4KCL, that's Barrett over in Clemson. Good to hear you on our net tonight. Barrett, you're sounding good. And KO4GUN, that's Nelson, who's normally from Spartanburg, but's mobile in Greenville this evening. Be careful out there on the mobile. Nelson, do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hope you're doing well. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like that's going to wrap up the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is all the way from North Dakota. That's Mike, KM4OOC. Mike called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, thanks, Dave. Good evening to you. Nice job on the net as always. I hope everybody had a great weekend. My wife and I surely did. We just got home, I guess about 5 p.m. Central Time. We've been gone all weekend. Went over to the city, to Minot, and did some shopping. Met with our granddaughter and took her out to dinner. She was on her way back to Bismarck to college, and we won't get to see her again until March. She's on a full ride. She was a local basketball star. Matter of fact, her senior year in high school, she scored over 1,000 points. So we're really proud of her and hope she does well this year at college. We've had some beautiful weather here over the weekend. Even today, it was in the high 40s and sunny all day. What a wonderful day, and it's been that way since Friday. So we've enjoyed that. And we're thankful it hasn't been snowing or bringing any blizzards or anything like that. It's clear here tonight, and I can walk out on my front porch and see the light on top of the border tower 8 miles to the north of me. So I like this kind of weather for sure. Dave, thanks for letting me get in here with you. I'm looking forward to heading back to North Carolina sometime in the middle of this year to visit with my mom and dad and my daughter that lives there. So that'll be a nice trip. And I'm also looking forward to being able to go to Dayton this year for the Ham Fest if things work out. And if the virus situation doesn't look any better that direction, I'll just stay home and go next year. I'll be listening here, 7-3 to everybody. Thanks, Dave, for letting me get in. KM4OOC, Mike, in Lignite, North Dakota.
Okay, Mike, well, sounds like your weather up there is about the same as the weather is down here. I checked while you were talking. It's 41 degrees here. We did get a little bit of a cold snap. It was warmer over the weekend. It did rain one day here, and the other day it was almost 60. But then it got cold again, and we got down to, I took the drone out right at sunup yesterday morning and pointed the camera straight down and took a panorama around 360 degrees, and everybody's rooftop was frozen. Everybody in the neighborhood, you could see it. You could see water on the roof, but or frozen water on the roof. So we might be having it about very similar weather to you. If it's warm up there and it's cold down here. But anyway, appreciate you sticking around. Good to hear your granddaughter's doing well. And she's got a full ride. That's always a good thing. I had a granddaughter that had that something similar to that. Not full ride, though, because of soccer instead of basketball. But it's good when they can do that. Anyway, appreciate you staying with us, sticking around for the RagChew portion of the net tonight, Mike. Tell your wife we said hello from down here. And when you do come down here to visit, bring you a handheld or something so that you can get into this repeater direct. We'd like to hear you direct as well. Anyway, stay safe, stay warm. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry sounding good from Anderson this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. It's your turn, Harry. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN, Happy New Year, Dave. Maybe I've said that once or twice before to you, but that's okay. Peaceful and quiet up here. Had a quiet weekend. Basically, North Carolina has gone to having outdoor group meeting sizes down to 2 people, and they've got the restaurants at 30% occupancy, which for some of them basically means that they don't even open the door. But I certainly hope that helps the situation, but I'm not real sure that 30% is a whole lot better than 50%. But anyway, that's not an axe to grind here. Kind of interesting, I tried to work the Ready contest this weekend. I like contests, but I'm not one of these diehard guys that's going to work solid. And spent most of my time trying to get my computer to talk to my radio using FL Digi. And I don't know what button I clicked, but it started working. And I made, I don't know, an hour or so worth of contacts, and turned it off and went to bed and got up the next day and turned it all back on, and whatever worked didn't work Sunday morning. Don't know what it was and haven't figured it out, but I'll switch over to another radio that has a different interface. It's one of these interface devices that uses the audio out and it triggers the push to talk and all that, whereas the 7300 is connected to the USB cable. Anyway, worked some more there and had a little bit of fun doing that, but it was kind of frustrating that I had it working and then it quit on its own. And it's kind of like that fellow with his microphone that didn't work. One day I'll find out what I missed, but beyond that, that's about it for up here. I was remembering when you made the call for the new hams, when I got my first license, which was sometime in 1988. I lived 3 miles from where I worked, so I would go home for lunch quite often, and mail came, and I opened the envelope up, and there was my license. And I went back to work and talked to one of my fellas I worked with, who was a ham, and he was one of the ones encouraging me, and he reached out in his desk drawer and handed me his handheld radio, and which I don't know if you're old enough to remember what a Santec is or not, but that's what he had. And so I came home and was sitting on my front porch steps, turned the thing on to the Mount Pisgah repeater, and literally I'm sitting there shaking and listening to the radio, and one of the other hams up here was working with a Boy Scout group that was hiking through the pink beds area. They had an emergency, and he was monitoring the radios. And I listened to him talk, and when he finally finished, I went back to him over the physical repeater, and he was my first contact. That was Norman Harold, N4NH. Thinking back on that, I'm sitting there thinking, I was sitting on my front porch literally shaking, waiting to press that push-to-talk button and say something. So, for those folks out there that are afraid to do this, all I can say is mash the button, say something. We won't make fun of you. We've all been there and can sympathize with you. And the more you talk, the easier it gets. So just listen to me. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, you are absolutely correct there, Harry. The more you do it, the easier it gets. It's like something my sister taught me when I was a whole lot younger than I am now. And there's something that she wanted me to do and I didn't want to do. And she said, look, you're not any good at what you don't like to do because you don't do what you don't like to do. But if you want to get good at something that you're not any good at right now, you got to force yourself to do it. And then you'll do it enough to get good at it and you start liking it. And so, yeah, that's how she taught me to get over that fright of whatever it was back then that she wanted me to do. But it worked. It was good advice. So that's good advice too. Here is just squeeze the button, just squeeze the mic and start talking, right? And you'll make mistakes, but that's okay. Everybody does. And one good thing about this hobby is your mistakes aren't like RC flying hobby. When you make mistakes with RC flying hobby, you plant a balsa tree, and that's expensive in terms of time to build the airplanes and time to or funding to replace them. So you can't get this hobby is a whole lot better than that. And as far as the rig controllers go, yeah, I think we've all run into that same problem that you were experiencing with rig control through a computer. And I think sometimes it has to do with how good the drivers are, right? The kernel, how good the driver, the kernel loads, communicates with the peripheral devices and with the software, and how good that they do the mapping and what operating system you're using. There's just so many variables. Eventually, you can get those things, but if you get used to a combination that works, you can pretty much debug them pretty quick. But when you're trying out different combinations and you don't have a whole lot of time for that computer with that operating system, with that driver that they've got versus the whatever you're using for rig control and whatever application it has to interface with, like the one you were talking about, there's just so many variables, Harry. It's just hard to get them all to come together. Different versions of different operating systems, Linux, Unix, Mac. There's just a lot of variables in there. Anyway, glad you did get it working. I saw all of that that RIDI that you were out there. And there were some stations that had to be pretty close to me that were raising the whole floor. I watch it. I've got one of those Hermes radios that'll let you look at seven different slices on seven different bands at the same time. And I was looking at 40 meters or 20 meters, one. And I saw all of that that RIDI going on around me. But then I backed out and looked at it when this one station that was just clobbering everybody in the whisper area. I was in the whisper portion of the band. And the whole noise, the whole floor kind of rose. And then it dropped. And then so I backed out and looked at it. I zoomed out and I looked at it. And there was one station that was just pulling, he was just splattering so bad. He'd pulling the whole noise floor for the whole band, the lower half of the band up when he would key down. So, he either had to be really, really close to me or he had to really have a broad transmit that was way out of limits for the maximum. But anyway, I'm sure they had a good time. They're gone now. It's back to normal. We can still see each other's whispers. So, getting back to a lot of fun. It's fun for everyone. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you being with us tonight. Stay safe. We'll look forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
W, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville, running a little late. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net, and thank you for running the net. Hope you're having a good week, and just check me in and out, please.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That is Dan over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Stay safe. I appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Late or not, as long as you get here, that's what matters. Let's see, the next one up on the stump this evening, and the last one up on the stump this evening is KM4RJN. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KM4RJN. We were talking about downloading the FCC database, and I can't remember who it was that talked me through that. I think it was AK4HR, but I don't remember. Do you recall?
I think what you were working with him on was getting the redistributables, the VC++ redistributables for the net control program to load on a new computer. And I think I was sharing with you where I found there is a copy of the FCCs, and I just did one yesterday. I think I updated. They only do it once a week now. They used to do it throughout the week, But they only do it once a week now, and it's on Sundays. And you can probably get it every evening on Mondays. But I think I sent you an email with a link to where I found it. You have to manually pull out the EN, the HD, and one other DAT file, because it's got a whole lot of other stuff in it, stuff that you don't need. So you have to manually go pull those three out, those three DAT files out, drop them in your amateur radio folder where you launch Net Control, and then go in there and hit the compile button to compile them. So it's not as easy as it used to be, and they still show that that link that used to work will work one day. It's just broken, and they're not saying when they're going to fix it, but I just found this alternative method that can be used until they fix it. So I don't plan on making any changes to the program yet, but I think I can go dig up that email and send it to you.
Talking to you, and I was talking to him at the same time, we got the executables or distributables or whatever that I got that working, but I couldn't remember how I pulled that, what file I pulled down from that, and where exactly that was. I have the website, the FCC database, bookmarked, and I went to there, and I can't remember now what files I pulled down. So, yeah, if you can find that email and send it back to me, that I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll do that. No problem. You have any interest in calling it on a Tuesday night, tomorrow night?
Do you so desire? What's today, Monday? Yeah, I can do that. I suppose we haven't heard from, who was it, Karen? So is up there, somewhere up there in North Dakota, used to call it. Anybody heard anything from her? Is she okay, or just having radio issues?
Last I heard, she was just having radio issues, and that's been like 4 months ago. So I figure 4 months worth of missing it, she's probably done calling it.
Roger that. Well, I can do it tomorrow night. No problem. I know you've been calling it. Well, you called it Sunday too, didn't you?
No, Daniel was here the first Sunday of the month. He was here, and he called it. I waited. I didn't know if he'd be there or not. I was ready. I was all set up and ready to go. But about 10 seconds after 9 o'clock, he popped in on Echo Link, and he keyed up the radio at the same time. So I was pleasantly surprised.
For now. But, yeah, I can take tomorrow night. That'd be fine. Besides flying drones and working, what else you been up to?
Playing around with software for building 360-degree panoramas. I got those things figured out now. I got figured out how you have to build those. I might build a YouTube video and post that, because it's kind of complicated. And I know if I don't do something like that and I don't use it for 6 months, then I'll have to relearn it all over again. Whereas if I've got a video, I can go watch my own video and learn it all over again in an instant.
I've been working on trying to build a set of steps. The steps down to my basement are what they call cafe steps. There's no stringer, and some of the little wedges that hold up the steps are trying to come loose from the sideboard. So I've got to pull those things out of there and get some steps that won't flex quite as much and redo all those. So that's what I've been up to. I've been looking at it and engineering it and thinking about it and trying to figure out what I need, and I think I finally figured that out, so I'm probably going to work on that tomorrow.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, is that a little project that you can have wrapped up before the end of the month?
But the top step and about the third step down are starting to wiggle on me. And from the top step to the bottom of the basement floor is about 9 feet. So I really don't want that to, collapse, especially not if I'm standing on it. So, I think it'll go pretty quick once I get all the material that I need here. I need to drill into the concrete and put some lag bolts in there and then get some stiffer stuff than what I used, some of the decking stuff that they used on my grill and deck out back. but the span is a little bit too long, and that stuff's fairly flexible, and those things flex like crazy when you go up and down the steps and start to pull the screws out of the pieces that are holding the step up. So so I got to replace that, so I got to get me some, you know, actual honest-to-God steps and brace them up with pieces of 2x4 and then stack them on top of one another all the way up like a stair step, kind of sort of build a stringer, as it were, on the sides. There's no way to attach a stringer in the middle where it should be on a regular set of steps, but I think we can do it, make it solid and not collapse. So the hardest part was I'd had him put a piece of drywall up underneath that set of steps to block that off from the storage underneath there so you don't see it. And that's an 8-foot sheet of plywood screwed up at an angle, and I had to figure out how to get that down without killing myself. So I managed to do that. So far, so good. I think I know what I need, and I think I know what I need to get. So we'll be working on that. Hopefully I can knock that out in a couple days.
Hopefully before you start moving, too, because if you got heavy stuff to carry up, like the stairs going to the attic for me, when the 9-foot Christmas tree is down and I have to carry that thing back up there, I kind of worry about me and that tree on those stairs. So hopefully you'll get that done before you start moving anything heavy out of there.
Fortunately, the house is built on a hill, so I've got a back door out the basement, so anything that's really heavy goes out the back door and comes around. That's how they got the piano in down here. There's no way they could have got that down those steps and around that corner, but yeah, all the heavy stuff is going out the back door. I think that's how I possibly screwed up the steps when we moved in, is bringing a dolly full of boxes of books and other heavy stuff down those steps, and I should have just brought them around and brought them into the back door, but you live and learn.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of like the house I used to have over near where Tom, N0TR Tom, lives. I had a house that was just a couple houses up from where he is, and it had a garage door at one end that was under the house, and then stairs in the middle that came through the house, so you could get to the, and that was all, that was a full basement underneath the house, and that was all packed with radio control airplanes and tools to process working on them.
Basement is my radio shack, library, and bar, and entertainment center, so it's a full basement, but because we're built on such a slope here that I've got a ground level exit out the back door. So all the heavy stuff, the big stuff, is going out the back door. The other stuff will go up the steps.
That is really handy. I guess you can just wheel your telescope right out that door, too, right? The garage door.
Telescope's up in the garage, all of them. And I just open up. I've got a 3-bay garage. 2 of them have cars in them, and the third one has all my telescope stuff and other accumulated stuff. And as we're looking at starting to move, I'm wondering how we accumulated all this stuff. But anyway, because we haven't been here that long. But yeah, the telescopes, I just roll out the garage door, out in the driveway, and boom, I'm set up. So, but the other stuff's got to go out. The big stuff down here's got to go out the back door and around. And then all you have to do is haul it up the hill. But it's easier than going up those steps.
Well, that's good. Do you have any telescopes that have camera attachments on it? You take pictures of stars while the automatic tracker is following the star?
Bracket that I bought that will accommodate at least my cell phone. It'll accommodate an Android and most iPhones. They're starting to make phones bigger, so some of the ones are a little bit too big for that bracket. But the bracket, you hook that to the phone, and then you just clamp onto the lens, and you can take some fairly decent pictures of that. We did that when the solar eclipse happened here a few years ago. Had a bunch of people come over, and we went out to a place, and I set up a couple of scopes and had the bracket on one of them, and was letting people hook their phones to the bracket and then hook the bracket to the lens, and they got some pretty good shots.
That'd be fun to be able to assemble, like, as it comes and as it goes, and then stitch all of those together so that you can watch its path across the sky. You know, some of them, because of the way the Earth rotates and moves, and because of the way other planets are moving. Some of them appear to be going in one direction at the beginning of the night, and then they turn and they go back in the other direction. But they're on a solid path, and so are you. But it's just because of the way everything works and combines, it makes them appear to take a U-turn every now and then. It'd be fun assembling those, taking a lot of pictures of those, and then assembling those so that you can see the full path, which is something you can't do when you just look up at the stars.
It's called retrograde motion, and that's how I believe it was Galileo figured out that the Earth is not the center of the universe, or the center of the solar system. It's either Galileo or Copernicus, one of those guys. Anyway, and then, of course, I got in even trouble with the church because, you know, that doctrine at the time was the Earth is the center of the universe, but yeah, he figured that out from watching Mars in particular do its backwards roll and over, you know, several nights of observing, and he didn't have a tracking telescope or a camera.
Yeah, you're right. It was Galileo, by the way, and yeah, it got him thrown in jail. He stayed there for a long, long time. But he would not renege on what he learned, right? He was faithful to the education that he got from studying the stars. And you're right, they didn't have near the tools we have. It's amazing what they were able to do with the tools that they had back in those days. Now we have tools that makes it very, very simple. But I guess that's as the world turns, as we progress. What else you got for us this evening, John?
Yeah, if you can dig that email up, I could probably go back and Lord, that was a while back, and I've had so many emails from my mortgage loan guy and my broker and the people, the real estate company and the lawyers and whatnot. So I've had about a bazillion emails over the last, you know, few weeks. So if your email is still in my list, it's probably way down there. So if you just send that to me, yeah, I would appreciate it.
Okay, I'll go dig it up. If I can't find it, I'll just build it again. It's not that difficult. And I just did that yesterday. Right, I checked it because they update it sometime on Sunday. I had it set to automatically do that 1 minute after midnight on Sunday, but that's too soon because it's not done by then. Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. But anyway, if you wait till Monday, you're pretty sure they've got it done, and you can only get one a week. But if I can't find it, I'll just reassemble it.
I'm not too much trouble. I'm running off a fairly old database, but we don't get that many folks to check in that aren't in my database. So I just put them in as their call sign, their first name, and then go QRZM after the net's over. So it's not, you know, a big deal, but it would be nice to be able to update that database from time to time.
All right, we'll do that. And just for confirmation, you're going to pick it up tomorrow night?
I got you covered. So, 73's to you. Say hello to the missus, and y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
All right, John. Appreciate you hanging around for the RAG2 portion of the net. Appreciate you picking up tomorrow's net. I'm sure people are getting tired of hearing my voice. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Everyone on the net, Happy New Year to everybody. Don't think I've talked to you guys since then, anyway. But if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. I'm at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73, do you know everyone on the net?
Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Okay, Nick, so I'd like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Hope the family's doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KK4FTU, that's Richard from Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Or Richard, there's a couple of three stations that check in from Slaptown. I don't know that I've ever been to Slaptown. I'll have to go there one day. Anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Richard, stay safe. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Dave, N4DJC.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Make a note that on the ISS pass this morning, I was listening to him. I wasn't able to get in, but NA1SS was on, which means there's a live astronaut on the repeater downlink today, which is the first time I've heard one in a long time, and it was a melee, but it was good hearing, and it was a real strong signal, too. Just wanted to make that comment. I hadn't been on lately and wanted to see if there was anything new going on. That's the first time I've actually heard one. I got a little nervous about calling, but I called them a couple times, but there were just too many people in there trying to get in. N4DJC clear.
All right, Jerry, we'll appreciate you relaying that information to us. I heard that there's four of them up there, not four of the astronauts that have and use ham radio, have licenses and use ham radio. I also heard a discussion at one point in time that it was a requirement to be an astronaut, that you had to be an amateur radio operator. I don't know if that's still the case or not, but I did see where four of them that are up there or that have been up there recently are amateur radio operators. And when they get a break from their projects, their work, their day job, which their day job comes around every 90 minutes, that they do like to get on the amateur radio. So good to hear. Good to hear that you heard that, Jerry. Appreciate you relaying that information. Let's see. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got everybody. Be sure and stop by tomorrow night, where KN4RJN, John, will be calling the net. I'm sure he appreciates you stopping in and checking in with him tomorrow night, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.